It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I know my fans and listeners and friends and family in Dallas, they're extremely happy. The Dallas Mavericks have the number one overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. You can't make this stuff up. We'll talk about that in a second. What a busy day. Thank you so much, by the way, to Joe Varden from The Athletic. He came by and joined us in the last break to talk about this news, because unless you've been living underneath a rock, the Dallas Mavericks are now going to select Cooper Flagg with the number one overall selection. Either that or we find out how dumb Nico Harrison really is. We'll get into that in a second. As a matter of fact, we'll also hear from Cooper Flagg. He has a reaction to being drafted. Well, let's just put it this way. He has a reaction to the Mavs ending up with the number one overall pick. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day for basketball. By the way, right now, this minute, this second, the Boston Celtics are they still whooping up on those Knicks. Oh, Knicks are trying. The Knicks have caught up. They didn't wait for a 20-point deficit this time. As it stands right now in Madison Square Garden, the Celtics lead the Knicks 19-17. New York Knicks just put some points on the board. Still about 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We will keep you up to date as things continue on. The Knicks are trying to go up 3-1 on the Celtics. And the Celtics, man, they're trying to even this series at 2 games apiece. Also, we got Minnesota trying to do the same against Golden State, trying to go up 3-1 against a team with no Steph Curry. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Michael Jordan joining NBC as a broadcaster and what capacity. We have no idea. We talked to Joe Varden about this just a few minutes ago. Giannis Antetokounmpo is open to leaving Milwaukee. We talked about the retirement of Derek Carr. Trey Hendrickson today sent a statement out to ESPN letting them know he is not happy with the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals have not communicated with him at all about his contract since the conclusion of the NFL draft. And then we just told you about what we can expect in this year's NBA draft. We'll get to that in a second. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, this, that. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And we got a lot of skepticism in the NBA right now. You know, people were looking at Derrick Rose going to the Chicago Bulls, and they were going, hey, this is too good to be true. We had people taking a look at the Cleveland Cavaliers getting their hands on LeBron James. People said it's too good to be true. Patrick Ewing on his way to the New York Knicks, too good to be true. Shout out to our producer, New York, Chris Persianen. Knicks fan, too good to be true. And today, the Dallas Mavericks, how they got there, too good to be true. I have no idea. The NBA draft lottery just took place about 30 minutes ago. I want you to listen to the top four teams courtesy of ESPN.
The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
You cannot make this stuff up. The Dallas Mavericks trade away Luka Doncic, send him out to Los Angeles, and one of the worst trades in sports history. I don't give a damn what happens with the Dallas Mavericks after this. I don't care if Cooper Flagg, you know, Anthony Davis could be long gone and Kyrie Irving could be in China somewhere. I don't know. Cooper Flagg could end up being the greatest basketball player of all time. Let me be very clear. There is absolutely nothing, nothing. There's not an eraser big enough that could change the mess that this man made. Nico Harrison moving away from Luka Doncic. I'm sorry. That is still one of the worst trades I have ever seen in my entire life. Done. And so now we know Cooper Flagg and the conspiracy theorists are out. And we just spoke to Joe Varden. Like, we have Ernst & Young and all of these financial companies the NBA hires to come through to make sure that this information is done in a private way, that it's not rigged. I've seen people sending messages, hey, Adam Silver, you suck. Like, he's out here rigging this. It's not rigged. I also fully believe this is not rigged. This is not, let me be careful with my words here. We've had some other global sports that have dealt with, let's just say, find the right word here. Corruption. That's not the NBA. Not here in this instance. Tim Donaghy, yeah. Rigging the NBA draft lottery, not so much. Cooper Flagg was on hand in Chicago where the NBA draft lottery is taking place. And ESPN had a chance and an opportunity to talk to Cooper Flagg, knowing that the Dallas Mavericks, they're going to select this man unless Nico Harrison is really stupid. And we have some evidence of that. Let's take a listen. Cooper Flagg, he talks about looking forward to being a two-way player for the Mavs. That's if they draft him.
I think, like I said, this entire experience for me has been amazing. So going forward, I'm just going to look forward to that. Like you said, being a two-way player, that's something that I've done since I was a little kid. So I'm just going to try and keep doing that to the best of my ability.
Oh, well, he's a do-it-all everything. He's a do-it-all basketball player. He improved his levels of scoring this past season and his lone season at Duke coming out of high school. Never saw the guy playing until he was in college. I saw the clips. Heard about him for the past few years. Time flies. You think about the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, Kyrie Irving blew out his leg, okay? Who knows if we'll see Kyrie? You got Anthony Davis on the team. Anthony Davis, his entire body is basically a ticking time bomb. You do have Klay Thompson. He's still around. That poor guy was just like, I came here to play with Luka, who just went to the finals, and they traded him. At least now I get a Cooper Flagg. You still have Derek Lively. You have Daniel Gafford. You have Max Christie, who did a good job, got part of that trade moving from the Lakers when they decided to acquire Luka. And so the Dallas Mavericks, they're not lacking in talent. They're lacking in a guy who just took them to the NBA Finals, which is playing like a future Hall of Famer. I guess if he relaxes on the beer and the hookah. That's what the Mavericks say. Meanwhile, Cooper Flagg, he was asked about heading to an existing NBA team that's not a cellar dweller, but actually has talent, like the Mavs. Listen to what Cooper had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I didn't try and think about it too much. I feel like it was just kind of out of my control. So I'm just kind of going through the process like everybody else and just trying to enjoy every single moment because we only get to do this once.
Oh, come on. Okay. Pretty standard answer. Standard response. What else is he going to say? And, you know, deep down, I would be happy if I were Cooper Flagg. Because heading into this evening, heading into tonight, the teams that had the best chance of ending up with the number one overall pick, these are solid dwellers, okay? The Utah Jazz. Fine, they got Danny Ainge. He got to go ahead and figure something out now. The Jazz will select at number five. The Wizards also had a shot, the best shot to end up at number one overall. The Wizards will select at six. Now, that's a team I would not want to go to. The Hornets, they also had a 14% chance, just like the Jazz and Wizards, to end up with the number one overall pick. The Hornets will select at four. The 76ers are at the third spot, and we know Cooper Flagg is going number one. So, hey, good for Cooper Flagg. I'd say this. Be happy you're not going to the Wizards. That part is pretty good. And so what has Cooper Flagg been working on so far this offseason? What can we expect the rest of the way? This is what Cooper Flagg had to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's always about just getting better all around. It's not one specific thing that I'm looking at. It's just a collective group of things and just trying to get all around better every single day.
Well, I mean, he's already an all around type of guy. And here's the thing. Once we get outside the Dallas Mavericks at one, the Spurs just got, they got a rookie of the year and another rookie of the year. And then they got the number two pick. Like, everybody's going to focus in naturally on the Dallas Mavericks. Because it's like, hey, does a team that just screwed up one of the easiest decisions ever, or one of the dumbest, made one of the dumbest decisions, ends up with an easy one and bringing in Cooper Flagg? They traded Luka for the ability to draft Cooper Flagg. Like, in what world is that fair in any type of regard? Cooper Flagg is going to work out in Dallas. I'd be looking over my shoulder the whole damn time, though. Come on now. Like, this is my GM? The guy that just traded Luka? Okay. And from all things that we've seen, Cooper Flagg is, I don't want to say he's the anti-Luka. Luka was winning EuroLeague championships when he was a teenager, okay, and MVPs. Cooper Flagg hasn't played in the pros yet. But from everything that you hear, he's dedicated to the game. Doesn't have an injury history. This guy plays defense. He's improved his offense. He's passing the ball. He plays the right way. You don't look at Cooper Flagg and just go, oh, this guy's a scorer. He just does everything. How he continues to develop will be interesting. And I don't feel happy for Nico Harrison. I feel happy for Dallas Mavericks fans. I feel happy for Mavs fans who've had to deal with crap for the past, what, 3 or 4 months now? About 3 months since they traded Luka back in February? You would think that this team has no future, no hope, and here they end up with the number one overall pick. Maybe this is keeping Jason Kidd around for a little while longer. And maybe, unfortunately for Nico Harrison, this guy gets a lifeline. Oh, yeah, by the way, he doesn't deserve a lifeline. I mean, you trade away Luka Doncic, you deserve a swift kick in your ass. And now the clueless owner of the Dallas Mavericks is probably going to look at this and just go, oh, yeah, now we can justify raising the ticket prices. Oh, yeah, everything worked out. It's just, I hope it works out down in Dallas. I hope Nico Harrison, what a lifeline this guy got. Talk about a cat having 9 lives. You talk about roaches never dying. I mean, we got some animals here on planet Earth. They are just built tough. Some things just never go away. It's like that weed in the front of your house. Every time you pull it, it comes back. It doesn't matter how many times you pull up that damn weed, it's coming back. Nico Harrison, I'm not calling this guy the weed in your front yard. I'm not calling this guy a cockroach. But this guy is, he got another chance. He got one more chance than he deserved in the first damn place. Let me say this again. The Dallas Mavericks entering into tonight's NBA draft lottery, they had a 2% chance, 1.8% chance of ending up with the number one overall pick. The Dallas Mavericks ended up with the number one overall pick. Now, I guess they call it a lottery for a reason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you think Nico Harrison is the luckiest man in the world? There's no way in hell he's going to make a mistake with drafting Cooper Flagg, right? He plays defense. He wanted defense. And I guess he's young. The Dallas Mavericks just caught a massive, you know, not the mass. Nico Harrison caught a massive break. Cooper Flagg is likely going to be drafted number one overall by the Dallas Mavericks. Unless Nico's stupid. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Mavericks ending up with the number one overall pick? You going to tell me this is a conspiracy? I don't know about that one. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll give you an update on what's going on between the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks. And then Cooper Flagg might be on his way into the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo might be on his way out of Milwaukee. I'll check the phone lines. I'll give you an update on the scores. We got a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Boston Celtics are, what else is new? They're beating the Knicks for now, right? 46-35. Jason Tatum has heard all the noise. Jason Tatum, 15 points, 6 of 9, 3 of 5 from deep. Yeah, the three ball is falling for Jason Tatum tonight. Keep you up to date on the New York Knicks as they continue on. Hey, in about a little less than 2 hours, we also have the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Golden State Warriors. Minnesota trying to go up 3-1 against Golden State. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I told you the phone lines are open. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Dallas Mavericks have won the NBA draft lottery. You heard me correctly. The Dallas Mavericks, with a 1.8% chance to win the draft lottery, they end up with number one. And unless Nico Harrison is real crazy, I think we know he is, Cooper Flagg is on his way to the Dallas Mavericks. Let me tell you, the way the NBA draft lottery is currently set up and has been for the past several years, to try to discourage teams from tanking, the worst team doesn't end up with like 20% odds anymore. That's gone. It's spread out from the three worst teams from this past season. The three worst teams were the Utah Jazz, the Washington Wizards, and the Hornets. They each had a 14% chance to win the draft lottery. The Pelicans had a 12.5% chance. The Sixers, who will be selecting fourth overall, the Sixers had a 10.5% chance. The Nets had a 9% chance. The Raptors had 7.5%. The Spurs, who are now selecting second, they had a 6% chance. And then you got the Dallas Mavericks, 1.8%. 1.8%. You should see the comments online. The NBA draft lottery is rigged. How did Derrick Rose stay in Chicago, or from Chicago, end up with the Bulls? How did LeBron James end up on the Cleveland Cavaliers? How did Patrick Ewing end up in the city's or the country's biggest media market? How did Patrick Ewing end up with the New York Knicks? How did the Dallas Mavericks move on from Luka Doncic, and then a couple of months later, they end up with the number one overall pick? A lot of people are scratching their heads. I know. Easy to say. I don't believe Adam Silver is out here just pulling strings, okay? I don't think David Stern was pulling strings. What do you think, though? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Mavericks ending up with the number one overall pick, especially after trading away Luka? As a matter of fact, let's go ahead to Dallas right now and talk to Meyer. Hey, Meyer, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind? Calling from Dallas.
Hey, JR, how you doing today?
Oh, it's a better question. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love this show. So I called onto your show a couple months ago after that Luka trade, and I said, this is the biggest BS that ever hit the NBA. I was like, something's got to be going on over here. I had my conspiracies. I had my different options. You were like, you kind of like pushed me away. You're not so into these conspiracies. And I'm like, now, this proves it. No one has ever won the draft lottery from the 13th place. The Mavs, I don't know if you know this, the Mavs in their history have never, ever moved up in the draft lottery, let alone got the first overall pick. They never even moved up. They had a 1.8% chance, and they all of a sudden went after they trade Luka. This proves the NBA wanted Luka with those damned Lakers, who everybody hates, and that's all you guys in the media talk about. The NBA wanted him there because LeBron's about to retire, and they needed someone to take over the reins, and they forced the Mavs to do this, and they forced the Mavs, they forced Nico's hand, and they said, we'll give you the first pick, and I don't know, I don't even think it's possible to argue with this. This is just so dang obvious. I don't even know, I don't think like there's, like never, nothing else happened like this in NBA history.
Well, I gave a few other instances. Well, thank you, Meyer, for calling from Dallas. Appreciate you. If you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, are you looking a gift horse in the mouth? Pardon the cliche, Mavs horses. My bad. Why do you care? Why do you care? I mean, I'd just be like, okay, we're getting Cooper Flagg. I'd be happy with that. I mean, it's not a consolation prize. Luka just took you to the NBA Finals. You have a better idea of what and who he is. Because you've seen him play, you've seen him grow, you've seen him develop over the past couple of seasons. You saw what he just did last year. You got to wait for Cooper Flagg. But this is the best case scenario given all the crap that the Dallas Mavericks fans have had to deal with. Now, listen, I'm not one for these type of conspiracy theories, okay? I'm not. I can certainly understand. I gave you examples, and if you want to talk about the NBA, by the way, have you been to Los Angeles? Have you seen how many people live out there in L.A.? Have you seen the weather? Have you felt the air? You've been to the beach? And maybe it's not your thing, but a lot of people making a lot of money have no problem being out in Los Angeles. It's natural that the place would be a destination for anybody who wants to play basketball. There's a reason. There's a good amount of people who live on the West Coast, a crap ton of them, and a lot of them live in L.A., all right, if things are so damn rigged, if the NBA is out here forcing guys to move people around, and why didn't Knicks been ass for so long? Come on now. Why are the Chicago Bulls irrelevant? I mean, the Bulls are playing in a huge media market. Why can't they get out of their own way? Come on, it's easy to say that these things are rigged. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit around and tell you I know. You know, accountants and people who do these things. But I know people who work at the NBA. I don't think this stuff is rigged. What do I think? They're getting into a dark room with a cloak? Are they doing this like they're selecting a pope? They're going to blow smoke out of the thing? I don't know, man. I'm not going that damn far. Sometimes it literally is just the luck of the draw. To go as far as the NBA is forcing them to send... forcing the Mavs to send Luka to the lake? No. I don't think so.
Did you see Dave McMenamin's tweet, JR?
I have not.
He said he was in the draft lottery room in 2008 when the Bulls won the number one pick with just a 1.7% chance, and there was a Chicago kid at the top of the board. Wild, shocking, but all legitimate.
Yeah, it is. Last time I checked, Ernst & Young is doing all of this. This is... it's easy to say from the outside. I mean, how many people are saying, oh, conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy? I have no idea how the draft lottery works. This is big business. Must I also remind everybody, this is big business that is also in bed with sports books and gambling. And for everybody that wants to kick and scream and yell at players about their parlays and you cost me money, come on, man. We had Lance McCullers. This guy was getting threats, okay? For the Houston Astros, this man was getting threats to him and his family over the weekend. We got nutcases out here that just believe everything. They only think about themselves. And what world do we live in? Yet for everybody who feels that everything is so damn rigged, the hell you gambling for? Huh? If things are so rigged, stop gambling. You have enough confidence in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball. You have enough confidence in the leagues. And we've heard legitimate stories of people being crooks and liars. The Tim Donahue's of the world. We had Shohei, a totally different thing. He was getting robbed by his own interpreter. Okay? We got football players. We got NFL wide receivers. Go talk to Calvin Ridley. His ass got caught. If you feel things are so rigged, and we've seen the stories of players and officials and coaches, we got NBA players over here gambling. if you feel comfortable enough to gamble and put your own money down, is it really rigged? Or only certain things are rigged, right? The Kansas City Chiefs were supposed to three-peat the last time I checked. Last time I saw the Philadelphia Eagles, they won the championship. And GM Howie Roseman, he ended up with a beer can to his head. I think that's evidence that they won the championship. Forget the Lombardi. If you're going to scream at me it's rigged, I'm going to scream back at you and go, do you gamble? Oh, but the lottery is rigged, but the games are not rigged. Or are the games rigged? And you're still gambling. I don't know. Is it wild that the Dallas Mavericks ended up with the number one pick? Yes, and absolutely. Crazy things happen in sports. Damn it, crazy things happen every day. You want to tell me you've never had a series of coincidences in your life? I mean, even LeBron James is he's not helping out matters. LeBron James just tweeted out a series of laughing emojis. No context, no words, just laughing emojis.
Maybe Bryce told a good joke at the dinner table?
Highly unlikely. LeBron James tweeting out emojis just about the Dallas Mavericks. We can assume ending up with the number one overall pick. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mavericks, number one overall pick. Not expected at all. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. You got thoughts on the Dallas Mavericks winning the Cooper Flag sweepstakes? Knock yourself out. Call up. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more hoops. We got one guy. He's another star might be leaving where he's from or where he's been playing. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. We'll get into Giannis. We'll talk some more basketball. We got a lot to do. Football, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, less than 2 minutes away from halftime right now. The Boston Celtics are beating up on the Knicks 59-47. Yeah, and the Knicks are supposed to win this series, huh? They were up 2-0. Right, sure. You had the Celtics the whole way. Hey, how you believe in a team down 22 times? Anyway, let's see if the Knicks have another almost 20-point comeback in them. Jason Tatum on fire. 18 points, 4 of 6 from downtown. This is what makes Tatum at times maddening. I've seen this guy play enough. Right in front of me, there's times where he just looks like the absolute best player in the entire NBA. And then there's other times where he's just like, what are you doing? Okay, the shot's not falling. Go to the hole. But I guess the Boston Celtics way, they shoot, and shoot some more. It's 60-47. The Celtics now lead the New York Knicks. 888-710-4ISN, as we discussed, as you just heard from Rich Ackerman as well. The Dallas Mavericks have secured the number one overall pick in this year's draft. Yes, the team that decided to trade away Luka Doncic ends up with the number one overall pick. Heading into tonight's NBA draft lottery, the Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance. You heard me correct. About a 2% chance of winning the draft lottery. We had teams like the Hornets, the Wizards, the Jazz. They each had a 14% chance to win the draft lottery. No, it goes to the Dallas Mavericks, providing Nico Harrison with the biggest mulligan, the biggest get back, the biggest get right that we've probably ever seen in NBA history. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Andreas is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andreas?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm originally from Dallas, but I just moved to Chicago 2 weeks ago. Between me and my close friends, I called it months ago. Watch, the Dallas Mavericks are going to get the number one pick in this year's draft. I thought the NBA had orchestrated this trade, but then as I was listening to more radio shows over the weekend and to today, maybe the NBA felt sorry for what the Mavericks franchise did to this fan base because they lost me as a fan after that lopsided trade we did with Luka. But they won me back with the number one pick. Hopefully they get Cooper Flagg. No more tricks. No more surprises. Let's get back to competing for a title next year.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. And well, first, as a Dallas Mavericks fan, obviously you're happy, you're thrilled about what took place, huh?
Yes, but if you had asked me, well, who would you rather have, Luka or the number one pick, I would still have Luka.
Oh, well, most certainly. Of course, given the circumstances that took place in February, this is still the best case scenario for the team. And I certainly understand where you're coming from, Andreas. I mean, if you're so good at predicting the future, you got some lottery numbers for me?
I don't gamble, so not in that department.
So you don't gamble, but you believe this is fixed? You believe the fix is in on this one, though, huh?
20 years from now, when all these players are retired, maybe the truth will come out.
Okay. All right, well, let's put it this way, Andreas. We can go back almost 40 years to Patrick Ewing with the Knicks. That didn't work out for the Knicks. That Patrick Ewing did a lot of suffering. I think if the NBA wanted to go ahead and reward the Knicks, they'd do a better job. I mean, we can go back. The Chicago Bulls get Derrick Rose. That guy's knees got blown to smithereens. Like, and then this is one thing I want to point out. And thank you. Andreas, congratulations on the move, too, by the way. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
I hope you got a coat. I know it's windy up there, okay?
Absolutely.
And no doubt. Shout out to Andreas. This man went from Dallas to Chicago. He went from one great city to another one. But, man, that I know it's May. It still might be a little chilly up there, okay? Everybody likes to point out all the years where a draft pick ended up in a space, in a place. People don't like to point out a lot of the failures that we've seen in the NBA draft, okay? We got to go back to the 1940s thinking about the NBA draft. And the fact and the idea, how many selections can we legitimately look at and go, oh, this guy got, or this team got a gift. This team ended up with LeBron James, and it happened to be Cleveland. Oh, this team ended up with Derrick Rose. Oh, my God, he's from Chicago. How many times can we legitimately say that? Now, I'm looking at this right now. Victor Wembanyama to the Spurs. Yeah, they went down into the toilet. Okay? Zion. Zion was the big thing. Has Zion lived up to squat going down to New Orleans? Did the NBA force him there? Did they want Zion? How come the New York Knicks didn't get that pick, huh? DeAndre Ayton is kind of crazy. He was selected the year before Zion. Doesn't seem like it. What the hell is Ayton up to? Is he still stuck in his house up in Portland? Did he get out from the ice storm from a few years ago?
Man. I think they could be on primetime tonight and we wouldn't know if he was stuck in that house or not.
He still might be in the house. Markel Fultz, 2017, not in the league. Ben Simmons, he's a part of this process that the Sixers were going through forever. What is he doing now? Does anybody want him now that the Clippers season is done? Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett. Yeah, remember small hands Anthony Bennett? He was the first overall pick in 2013. How come Anthony Bennett did not work out right after LeBron James said, I'm gone? How come the NBA didn't want to reward the Cavaliers there and say, oh, Anthony Bennett, come on now. Anthony Davis was selected the year before that out of Kentucky. He went to New Orleans, didn't want to be there. Kyrie Irving ended up on the Cavs. John Wall was with the Wizards. Like, we can go on and on. What, did the NBA in 2009, Blake Griffin ended up on the Los Angeles Clippers? Why wouldn't the league want to have another dominant team in Los Angeles? Why didn't that work? I told you about Derrick Rose, Greg Oden going to the Blazers. I mean, come on. We can go through year after year after year. And people are going to just find every now and then. We've had this draft since the 40s. Come on. Every now and then it's rigged, though. Just every now and then. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Pat is here from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Pat, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Actually, a couple of things.
Okay.
The first thing, being up in Green Bay, we just had the draft approximately a couple weeks ago. There's a player up here in Green Bay, Jair Alexander.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Exactly. I don't think anyone knows whether he's going to stay in Green Bay, whether he's going to get traded away. And I'm just wondering, JR, do you think that he's got an agent that is, of course, not being quoted, not being said, anything?
Wait.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Does he have an agent that does what now?
That keeps everything hush-hush. That isn't vocal. Everything that we've heard, it's all coming from like Jair Alexander, and no one is saying anything about, I don't even know if the guy's got an agent, JR.
So I don't have any insight as to that. I can certainly go ahead and look it up if he has an agent. That's not going to be hard to go ahead and find. But here's something else. Forget his agent. Is he healthy enough to play? Like, you talk about his agent and what's going to happen and it's quiet and who's going to trade for him. Why is anybody going to trade for a cornerback who's one of the highest paid in the league who can never stay healthy? Like, why would somebody trade? Why am I acquiring his salary and I don't even know his availability?
100%, JR.
Pat, by the way. A quick Google. This is actually pretty hilarious. I personally know Jair Alexander's agent. His name is John Thornton. He used to play for the Tennessee Titans. He's a real good dude. I actually know him personally. So I'm not going to pass any messages along. But what do you want from John Thornton?
That's the first. And again, I'm not a frequent visitor of the Google site.
Okay.
And I trust your judgment, and I know we're going to keep things secret on the down low. You've got a great relationship with his agent, and I have nothing against his agent, and I agree with you 100%. The guy can't stay healthy, very talented cornerback, but the guy can't stay healthy, and quite honestly, everyone up here in Green Bay is sort of in a lurch, if you will, because no one knows anything about whether he's traded,
he is not being traded for the reasons I just told you. Nobody wants this. Why would you trade for, if I sold, you ever bought a lemon? Somebody ever sold you a lemon to drive around in?
I've been very blessed and fortunate. No, I have never bought a lemon.
Me too. Nobody has ever rolled up to me and said, hey, JR, here's a Lamborghini, but on the inside, you may have to fix her up. And I go, oh, you're going to sell me the Lamborghini for only $50,000? Like, it's never occurred to me not to ask, hey, what the hell are you selling me this car for that's worth $500,000 to $1,000,000? You're selling it to me for $50,000? Like, what's wrong? I don't think there's a – Nico Harrison is not in the NFL. And so I think you could rest easy on that one. There's not a sucker around that's going to acquire Jair Alexander when this guy is basically a $1 million car and there ain't going to be nobody that's going to purchase him for $50,000. If anything, I think he restructures his deal because there's no way in hell you could be as hurt as he is or always has been and just keep him around. I think it's more realistic that they restructure, Pat.
I appreciate your show. I love listening to you, JR. And the only other thing that could be taught about or talked about up here in Wisconsin is Giannis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that might be opening up a can of worms. We don't know whether or not Giannis is going to, go somewhere else or if he's going to stay here in Milwaukee or what his status is. But it'll be very interesting if he goes somewhere else. It's an obvious fact that they're going to be getting a hell of a basketball player because Needless to say, he's proved his worth in his 7 or 8 years that he's been here. Won a championship for the Bucks.
Well, Pat, we know who he is as a player. You know what? We'll talk about Giannis on the other side of the break and kind of give people an update on everything else going on in the world of sports. I'll tell you this, Pat, and thank you for calling from Green Bay. Hey, it takes some time and be happy that you ended up with Matthew Golden. Be happy about that. Thank you so much, Pat, for calling from Green Bay. Yeah, there's a few things to worry about. Forget Jair Alexander. I'd be more concerned with Giannis Antetokounmpo walking out the door. That's the guy who was the centerpiece in helping you win a championship. Now he's leaving? Potentially. Or now he's open to leaving? Yeah, that is something to be concerned about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, Jair Alexander. This guy is 2 years left on a 4-year, $84 million contract. What is that about? 17-ish a year, something like that? Yeah. You got to show up to work and earn your money, all right? When we come back, I'll give you an update on this Knicks-Celtics score. We'll talk about the Dallas Mavericks ending up with the number one overall pick. We'll talk about Giannis. There's so much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.